Okay, good morning everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to plan and prepare for today's trading opportunities. Now, I'd like to say that there is significant clarity easing through these markets. We're certainly seeing some price action move in a very interesting dynamic off the back of, I suppose, what was an up and down non-farm payrolls number on Thursday. So we've had a lot of news over the last week to digest, perhaps not the first couple of days of last week, but certainly Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll review that news in just a second. With all eyes now shifting to tomorrow's inflation numbers. And we've got, I suppose, a certain sort of view or angle on that particular news event and how these markets are likely to maneuver around it. So let's get straight into it then. Apologies, we're starting this a little bit later than normal. We'll whip through it a little bit quicker today, perhaps. Please see a risk warning currently up on the screen. So just as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to be able to determine and consider what markets to trade, and more importantly, why are you trading those markets? Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade, hopefully, to a successful outcome? Along with trading psychology, all very, very important features to be mindful of. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient whenever required as well. So let's have a quick look at last week's news events first. So we've got Forex Factory. We'll have a look at tomorrow's CPI numbers. Daylight shift in North America, which just means a lot of the US data is out an hour earlier. And it's like that for the next, I think we worked out the next 3 weeks, actually. So normally it's a bit shorter than that. But okay, so do bear that in mind. Don't get caught out time-wise expecting the news event to be at a normal time. Okay, so last week, I suppose it's worth talking about the yen because there is now a bit of an expectation that the BOJ will begin to start normalizing. And as a result, we're already seeing the yen begin to strengthen a little bit. Plus, we're seeing the Nikkei actually rolling over off its really significant highs. So we were talking about this event over the last year and a half, and the trades that we're currently in, they just represent an opportunity to get into that very, very specific trade, which is likely to be a really profitable one. So let's see how that plays out. So that's interesting, what's going on with the yen. We had the annual budget release from Jeremy Hunt on Wednesday. These non-farm payroll numbers coming in a little bit lower than expected. Job jolt opening numbers coming in pretty much in line with expectations. So we've got a bit of a solid job number situation backdrop in the US, even though the nature of these revisions are ridiculous. We saw about 160,000 job revision for last month's figures, which is, it's like a normal non-farm payroll number historically. So yeah, massive revisions. It puts the market into a bit of a spin without any real clarity. So it is a bit of a problem. Average hourly earnings seem to be deflating slightly. And here we've had, in terms of this month's, this month's figures for last month, we've seen a sizable uptick again in this non-farm employment change number. Sizable uptick. Will that be revised down? There probably is an expectation that it's likely to be. And the unemployment rate has had we've had more jobs added to the US economy. However, the unemployment rate has jumped really quite aggressively. So good luck if you can work out, I suppose, how to position yourself around a very mixed report. In addition, we've had Jerome Powell still testifying, saying what a great job they've done, and is still really quite dovish. Now, some of these numbers don't really allow the Fed to be that dovish and can create a bit of a problem for the Fed. But they seem intent, and the market certainly, it seems to be expecting a rate cut in June of this year. Now, we said that in January about March, so we should be having a rate cut now, but that was postponed. We jumped from 6 rate cuts this year to 3. There is us might not get that many rate cuts at all this year, but the markets are certainly expecting that we will. And certainly Jerome Powell is very much on the more dovish side in terms of cutting rates. So this is what we're focusing on this week. So we've got CPI numbers coming out, and all this headline CPI number suggests is we've got really quite sticky inflation. So will it come in line with expectations? Will inflation be a bit stronger than we expect? So a bit of a mixed bag in here. We could be seeing headline month-on-month inflation actually tick higher. Core CPI maybe tick a little bit lower, and headline year-on-year coming in line with expectations. So there's a little bit there for everybody. Let's see how these markets, how these numbers land again at the earlier time of 12:30. So look, GDP numbers on Wednesday. We've got a bond auction for the US. And then on Thursday, we've got all the CPI numbers. Sorry, the PPI, the producer price index numbers. And, you know, they're looking actually equally relatively positive as well. A bit of a dip in the core PPI numbers, but, that's core retail sales. So PPI in here coming in line with expectations, and core PPI on the previous figures looks like it's coming down just a little bit. So, consumer sentiment figures again, and Empire State Manufacturing Index, more regional manufacturing number as well. So really, I suppose inflation is going to take center stage, and it will allow either Fed to actually lower rates or it won't. Okay, so this was the rollover we saw yesterday. So on Friday, we were expecting a bit of softness, actually, and we saw a bit of a strong reversal. And then we saw this resilient rally kick in again, as it often does. Before, when we're watching this very carefully, before the price started to roll over to the downside. So we made these lows, we had this little pullback, and now there's an expectation for this market to actually make further progress. So we've got slightly softer risk-off type of market conditions. Look what's happened previously. Every time this market sells off, it really struggles to make any further progress. So a further leg below the monthly low would be really quite significant, or it has the potential to be quite significant for the S&P 500. Very similar situation for the NASDAQ. Currently looking a little bit more positive. Pure indecision on Friday for the Dow Jones. Again, this is your first structural failure trade. We pulled back, and now we're looking for the next one, which would give us more data to work with. And just finishing off the equity markets, the German DAX seems to be now finally bouncing off its highs. So we'd be looking for a bit of a corrective move. So there might be an opportunity to start selling the DAX, and we're already in the Nikkei. Might be able to mitigate a bit of risk on this trade now. So strong selling, largely due to the potential for the yen to start strengthening. It's likely to impact many of the companies in the Nikkei 225 because they're broadly exporters. And as the yen becomes more expensive, it can impact corporate bottom line. So this is only really kind of, we're not sure if this is a kind of a structural shift, but certainly it's a trade that we want to be in to the downside with potential, with loads more downside potential in this trade as well. So commodities next. So gold rallied very, very aggressively yet again. We're up at all-time highs. So this is probably the surprising trade of last week. It just literally just ran away from what was a very sideways moving market. So a really impressive breakout. The problem is, you know, what was the reason to actually start buying gold? We couldn't really find one. We put it down a little bit more to the subtleties about inflation and geopolitical risk. There isn't a major problem now that there wasn't, you know, 3 months ago. So the question is the timing of it. We think it's more of a probably a structural kind of hedge trade against equity markets rallying. A difficult one to try and get into this one, and very, very difficult once you're up at these highs. So we keep pushing higher, but let's see when this, if this one corrects, that could be an interesting trade. Certainly if we see some strength coming into the dollar. And then crude oil is the one that just keeps disappointing. It just really is reluctant to get above that $80 level. And as you can see, pretty, especially over the last month, it's pretty poor price action there for crude oil. So the yen is where the big trade is, or where potentially the big trade is. It's getting in on this strong momentum to the downside. Really decent move. And our expectation is for much further downside. The BOJ have played, have been very impressive. If you remember, or if you were with us back in the end of 2022, the BOJ announced a review of their policy measures. It was supposed to be a 12-month review, at which point they were going to present some forward guidance. None of that, as far as we're aware, has happened. So if they've done the review, it hasn't become sort of knowledge. So these markets have been guessing what they're likely to do. We've had the situation with the BOJ members coming out and saying one day that we'll start normalizing, we'll start raising rates, we'll start widening yield curve. And then the very next day or a couple of days later, they'll come out and say, no, that's, we're going to stick to our current plans. So we've had this sort of strange kind of up and down. And the latest one is the fact that the BOJ might actually act next week, I think 18th, 19th. So early next week, I think. So, and if they do, we're very likely to see that yen begin to strengthen. And of course, we're up at these very, very significant major highs. So further downside expected for the yen pairs, which would be a trade really worth worth watching. You're up at these absolutely elevated levels. So it wouldn't take much for a really, really strong correction there in these markets. So far, so good with those. Right, the dollar has been, I mean, it's been quite weak. We've had the potential for these markets to kind of break out. Last on Friday, we actually finished strong in the dollar Swiss, again in the dollar CAD. So we've got a bit of a mixed bag with the dollar, and we've been in this little phase now for quite a while. So broadly sideways moving, or let's say a price action that's kind of not making any real progress now for 2 months, pretty much. So the dollar, a bit of a strange one. So in terms of our trade plan then, good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. So we're anticipating on Friday morning that we'd probably get this risk on market condition. And with the data, our expectation with the non-farm payroll numbers was actually a little bit more bearish and risk off than it was risk on. So we ended up seeing both moves. We saw initially a strong move to the upside, followed by a strong rollover to the downside. So we can just wait and be patient. There's a bit of a risk-off sort of market phase, which we're kind of mindful of. We know that these indices can rally in a heartbeat over nothing, but really tomorrow's CPI numbers are now in focus. So US US DAX indices weakness. So the DAX could be a really interesting one for us. So we've got a kind of a risk off now. So it's not a case of just either buying the equities or looking for the dollar, the yen to strengthen. We've still got that yen strength trade. We've still got Nikkei weakness. It kind of gets a bit elevated. Gold strength still exists. Not too sure when that trade is likely to stop. We've got a bit of a question mark over the dollar. Oil is not doing anything. And we expect a bit of weakness in the indices. So hopefully we might get better quality trades now this week. Okay. So the markets are now eyeing tomorrow's US CPI numbers. So just be mindful. Let me post this into the chat box. So today's trade plan has more of a risk-off market condition to it. We're looking for, will we get further weakness in the US, the German and the Japanese indices? If so, we're looking for a bit of weakness there. Like the DAX looks like it could be a decent trade. We're already in the Nikkei. Is the right time to pull the trigger on the US? That's a big question for us. We'll look at it in a lot more detail now pretty shortly. So further yen strength seems to be the trade of choice, and certainly a trade worth looking at. And I mean, we can't really buy gold up at these excessive highs, but we'd probably certainly expect it to continue higher until it actually starts to roll over. So please note, the markets are now eyeing tomorrow's US CPI numbers. So we have to kind of strategize around that. Okay, major narratives are a little bit cloudy, to be fair, and could really swing either way. So we'll have a look at those narratives in a little bit more detail in our European live trade room. So look, we'll wrap it up there, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm just posting that into the chat box for you. And we've got a little bit more clarity in markets like the yen pairs and the Nikkei to the downside. Where we don't really have that much clarity is pretty much elsewhere. So that's why our focus is a little bit more on the yen right now. Probably likely to get some decent upside moves there. And we can start mitigating risk on those trades as well. Okay, so on that note, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. Apologies for starting a little bit later than normal. We'll switch rooms now to our European live mentorship room. So if you can join us for that, brilliant. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. And it starts from just $59 per month. For more information, just go to thelivetrader.com and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks so much, guys. Take care. Bye for now.